Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. And the country's on fire. The Midwest is on fire. Our country's being taken away from us. You can see it in front of you. Here's my latest commentary that will be out all over the country over the weekend through Creator Syndicate and conservative websites. It is titled, Here's Your Proof of a Rigged and Stolen 2020 Presidential Election, Case Closed. I don't just believe the 2020 election and many more elections around the country in 2022 were stolen. I know they were stolen. I'm not even talking about millions of mail-in ballots with no voter ID, no safeguards in place, and no signature match. Nor am I talking about ballot harvesting or ballot drop boxes, both literally criminal enterprises that would make the Gambino crime family blush. I'm not talking about ballots by the hundreds of thousands arriving by van in the middle of the night, nor ballots by the millions arriving on U.S. Postal Service 18-wheelers in the middle of the night, or pizza boxes over the windows while votes are counted, or conservative poll watchers ordered out of the counting room, or bloated, fraudulent voter rolls that haven't been cleaned in years, or counting the votes for days after election night until a Democrat is declared the winner. By the way, that's an interesting point that by itself proves voter fraud. How come in the history of elections, no Democrat on election night with the lead has ever lost days later? How come a Republican with a lead on election night is almost guaranteed to lose if the counting continues for days? How come the winner after 5 or 6 or 10 days of counting is always a Democrat, 100% of the time? Now, I'm a Vegas odds maker. I know the odds. And that's not possible unless Democrats are rigging and stealing elections. I'm also not talking about millions of illegal aliens fraudulently voting in battleground states, where they're all allowed to get driver's licenses, then automatically registered to vote at DMV, and never asked for voter ID or proof of citizenship when they cast their ballot. I'm not talking about 5 states all colluding and conspiring on election night to stop the count for the first time in history, with Trump leading by a mile, and when we woke up in the morning, Trump had lost. Heck, I'm not even talking about the emails publicly released by Elon Musk proving that the FBI and other national security agencies ordered and paid Twitter executives to rig, fix, and steal the 2020 election by silencing conservative voices and censoring the news feed so that voters only saw positive stories about Biden and only negative stories about Trump. It's over, folks. It's a fact. The election of 2020 was rigged and fixed, and it was stolen. We all know it. And Carrie Lake's stolen election in 2022 was even worse. Carrie Lake's election was the worst steal in the history of elections. But funny enough, I'm not talking about any of that. To me, the proof of the 2020 presidential election being stolen is right in front of us. Look around. It's everywhere. Trains are derailing left and right. Commercial airline flights were grounded for the first time since 9/11. Thousands of flights are canceled and postponed each weekend. For the first time, we're seeing near catastrophic plane crashes. The supply chain is crippled. Blue states are banning trucks from roads with onerous new environmental regulations. Highways, ports, and infrastructure are crumbling. Grocery prices are skyrocketing. Egg farms are burning to the ground. Eggs cost $10 per dozen, if you can find them. Over 100 food plants have burned to the ground in the past year. The East Palestine, Ohio train derailment may be the worst ecological disaster in U.S. history. There is literally a mushroom cloud of deadly chemicals floating over the Midwest. Animals are dying. Fish are dead. Entire towns of people are sick. And it just happens to put out of commission hundreds of thousands of acres of prime farmland, perhaps for decades. It's all been poisoned. There were more train derailments this week. Another one today. In only 2 short years, our country has moved from wonderful energy independence and cheap, plentiful energy to gas shortages, depletion of our national fuel reserve, massive price increases for both gas and your electric bill, and a desperate need to buy our energy from our worst enemies in the world. Our borders wide open with millions of dirt-poor illegal aliens pouring through. How many of them will require cradle-to-grave welfare? How many are criminals? How many are terrorists? Violent crime is out of control everywhere. Retail stores are under attack by organized gangs of brazen thieves. Criminals, even rapists and murderers, are let out within hours without bail by woke DAs. Police forces are decimated, with cops quitting and retiring in unimaginable numbers. COVID vaccines are causing sudden death and cardiac arrest by the thousands per day. Look around. Read the headlines. More famous and high-profile people are dying suddenly per week than used to die in a year. More kids and young athletes are dropping dead suddenly than ever before in our lifetimes. In blue states, the government is mandating COVID vaccines for your children, even innocent babies. Meanwhile, our federal government is compiling a list of the unvaccinated. This will not end well. Chinese balloons are attacking. Russian warplanes are buzzing our borders. Russia is at war with Ukraine and soon NATO. China's ready to move on Taiwan. $85 billion of military equipment left on the ground in Afghanistan. The rest has been shipped off to Ukraine. Our military's in disarray. Short on equipment and poor morale abounds. Massive inflation is destroying the middle class. White kids can't get into colleges anymore. The black national anthem starts our Super Bowl. Conservative voices are suspended, banned, silenced, or fired for our political beliefs. Schools are teaching the hatred of white people. Schools are encouraging transgender operations. Boys are using girls' bathrooms and locker rooms and playing in girls' sports. Our president is clearly compromised, corrupted, and owned by China. $100 billion of taxpayer money has been sent to Ukraine to be looted by Nazis, the Ukrainian mafia, and corrupt politicians. The FBI and the DOJ are compromised, persecuting PTA parents and conservatives and even former presidents. Conservative TV stations like OAN and Newsmax are removed from our airways. This is national suicide. This is the purposeful destruction of America, capitalism, and the great American middle class. In only 2 short years since an illegitimate, corrupt, brain-dead president was placed into power, this is your proof of the stolen 2020 election, the state of our nation, our national suicide. This was the plan, to steal the election, open the borders, and then destroy America from within in 4 short years. This is a communist, globalist attack from within, combined with the wholesale sellout of the USA to the Chinese Communist Party. It's all happening right in front of us, and the plan is working to perfection. If we don't do something soon, America is finished. That's my column. This is your proof of a rigged and stolen election. Case closed. Boy, it's closed, all right. The country's about to be closed. Very, very bad. Here's the latest news I'll try and throw in. All of it backs up everything I just said. Another train derailment. Crews on the scene in Van Buren Township near Detroit after a train derails at least 6 cars off the track. 4th toxic train derailment. All these rail accidents are in either red states or battleground election states. Could that be a coincidence? Where is Pete Buttigieg? Ohio residents erupt at town hall meeting on environmental disaster following train derailment. You can't get Mayor Pete to show up because he's too busy breastfeeding his children. The Biden administration rejects Ohio's request for emergency aid to deal with an ecological disaster. Can you imagine? They're denying a red state's request to deal with what really promises at this point to be the worst ecological disaster in history. Producer prices surge more than expected in January. Inflation on the rebound. PPI rises more than expected. These are all the headlines out today. New medical codes for COVID vaccination status raise concerns among experts. Every time you go to the doctor or the hospital or any sort of medical clinic, they're now asking you, are you vaccinated or not? And when you answer no, the federal government is compiling a database of all the people who are unvaccinated. Folks, this is like Nazi Germany. Senator Fetterman checks into Walter Reed Medical Center for depression. Remember, this is the moron, the brain-dead moron from Pennsylvania that literally had a massive stroke after being triple vaccinated and just can't even understand the English language anymore. He needs a machine with him, and you have to talk into the machine. He's a U.S. senator. You have to talk into the machine, and the machine translates for him in a way he can understand. He himself admitted to the New York Times that when people talk to him, he only hears the voice of a cartoon character on the Peanuts cartoon. Now he's checked into Walter Reed for depression. Folks, we should be depressed. The American people need to be depressed. Non-binary ex-Biden official Sam Brittain. I just wrote that column, by the way. I think I have to add a couple of these. I have to add this one. That we have the guy who was in charge of waste management for the United States in high heels, lipstick, and dresses, was stealing women's underwear and women's luggage. And he's released without bail in the theft case. He robbed women's luggage, allegedly, from two airports on video, and they let him out without bail. Shoplifting epidemic costing New York City workers their jobs. The mayor of New York, Eric Adams, tells Albany, which is the state legislature of New York, he's begging them to change the bail reform laws because everybody's walking out of prison and committing hundreds and hundreds of crimes. These are the stories of the day. Black students violently force their white peers to pledge allegiance to Black Lives Matter at an elementary school. One white student was punched in the head. And here's the end of America. Supreme Court drops Title 42 case from their calendar after Biden administration argues the case is moot. So the Supreme Court is not coming to our defense, folks. Title 42 is over, and the borders will open, and the world is about to invade the United States. As I said, it's all over. Wayne Allyn-Root for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking seven companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top-performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus of the stock market. Let Kip prove to you how his VRA system works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Isn't it time that you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Raw and unfiltered. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Sponsor of this segment is Energized Health. Founder of Energized Health is John Jubilee. I told you, we have a battle in front of us. We have a war we're in right now. I believe right now we're in World War III. I believe right now we're at the beginnings of the Civil War in the United States. All of that is in front of us. Man, you better be healthy. Because if the entire conservative movement is a bunch of overweight, older people, we're dead. We'll be killed in the streets, man. They'll take us over like the Nazis stormed through Europe in the 1940s. We've got to be in fighting shape. So Energized Health has got me in fighting shape, right? I lost 25 pounds of fat, mostly inner body visceral fat. And I didn't even know I had any of it. I was in good shape. I didn't look fat, never felt fat a day in my life. I'm about the same on the scale, and yet I lost 25 pounds of fat and gained 10 pounds of muscle. Amazing. Meet the founder of Energized Health tonight. Change your plans. Go tonight to Ahern Hotel, corner of Vegas Strip and Sahara Boulevard. And Ahern Hotel, John Jubilee will be there. Tonight is Thursday. He's hosting a free dinner. Not only you go there and you get life-changing information, you get a free dinner for anyone who wants to learn more about Energized Health. Limited to the first 50 people who register. Tonight at 5:45 is the dinner at the Ahern Hotel, and at 7 o'clock, John shares his breakthrough science of intercellular hydration as changing lives across America. He's at the Ahern Hotel Emerald Room, and even if you've completed the Energized Health program, share this invitation with a friend who needs to hear and transform their health. But you got to RSVP. You can't just show up. You got to RSVP online. EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the live event button. EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the live event button for this free dinner with John Jubilee. Tonight, the Emerald Room at Ahern Hotel. This is what a joke our country is at this point. An Illinois hobby club fears its balloon was shot down by the United States Air Force. The three mysterious objects that they said were UFOs that the Air Force shot down one of them at least, and probably all of them, are people's weather balloons or fun balloons. This is our country now. This is what a joke our country is. I mean, it's truly insane. I just can't believe it. And then, you know, after all these years, and not just weeks, not just months, 2 years of warning you about the COVID vaccine, it's all coming true. It's all there for you to see. This is a warning from the Florida Department of Health. The COVID night, this is today. The COVID pandemic brought many challenges that the health and medical field have never encountered. Although the initial response was led by a sense of urgency and crisis management, the state Surgeon General of Florida believes it's critical that as public health officials, their responses are adapted to the present to chart a future guided by real data. The state Surgeon General is notifying the healthcare sector and the public of a substantial increase in vaccine adverse event reporting system reports from Florida after the COVID-19 vaccine rollout. In Florida alone, there was a 1,700% increase in VAERS reports, meaning adverse events, massive injuries, and deaths after the release of the COVID-19 vaccine, compared to an increase of 400% in overall vaccine administration during the time period. The reporting of life-threatening conditions increased over 4,400%. This is a novel increase and not seen during any other vaccination campaign. There is a need for additional unbiased research to better understand the COVID vaccine's short- and long-term effects. The findings in Florida are consistent with various studies that continue to uncover such risks. To further evaluate this, the Florida Surgeon General wrote a letter to the FDA and the CDC illustrating the risk factors associated with the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines and emphasized the need of additional transparency. Do you understand this? According to a study, Freeman, J. et al. Vaccine, 2022, mRNA COVID-19 vaccines were associated with an excess risk of serious adverse events, including coagulation disorders, acute cardiac injuries, meaning a heart attack, Bell's palsy, and encephalitis. The risk was 1 in 550, much higher than any other vaccines. A second study found increased acute cardiac arrests and other acute cardiac events following the mRNA COVID vaccination. Additionally, another study assessed the risk of thromboembolic events, I assume that means strokes, related to COVID-19 vaccines and found preliminary evidence of increased risk of both coronary disease and cardiovascular disease. Folks, the story is over. The data is in. The COVID vaccine is deadly. And by the way, Damar Hamlin, I'm glad you're alive. I thank God you're alive. I'm thrilled for you. That's the Cincinnati, the Buffalo Bills safety, defensive back, Damar Hamlin. But man, he was asked why his heart stopped, and he said, I want to stay away from telling you why. He would not disclose why he suffered cardiac arrest during a nationally broadcast game. This guy could change the world. Everyone's watching.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now!
USA News Update. President Biden plans to speak to Chinese President Xi Jinping about China's surveillance balloon that flew over the U.S. In remarks to the nation, Biden said he makes no apologies about giving the order to shoot down the balloon.
And then we shot it down, sending a clear message The violation of our sovereignty is unacceptable.
He said U.S. intelligence agencies are also trying to learn more about three unidentified objects downed last week. Senator John Fetterman, Democrat from Pennsylvania, checked himself into Walter Reed National Military Medical Center to receive treatment for clinical depression. His chief of staff, Adam Gentleson, said in a statement, while John has experienced depression off and on throughout his life, it only became severe in recent weeks. A statement from a family has confirmed a diagnosis of actor Bruce Willis. He has dementia. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
All right, wait now, the roots on fire. back to you, coming to you from Las Vegas, the House of the Root Bill, and back to you with segment number three today, in hour number one. Nevada Corporate Headquarters is the sponsor of this show. It's 2023, hard to believe, and this year I want you to take control of your own life and start a business or even just a side business. It's time to take your future into your own hands and beat the globalists at their own game. By the way, you could beat the Marxists, you could beat the socialists, you could beat the communists, you could beat all of them at their own game. I want you to control your financial future and protect your hard-earned wealth with a bulletproof and private Nevada LLC. No matter where you live, a Nevada LLC can work for you. Nevada's where I live. I'm no dummy. I chose this state for a reason. I chose Las Vegas for a reason. I choose to do business here because we have the best tax laws and the best business laws in the country. We could protect your business. Nevada Corporate Headquarters is giving away copies of their book, The Nevada Edge, for free. This book is packed with information and strategies to start your business, protect your assets, and keep you safe from lawsuits and the government's prying eyes. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book. That's NevadaWar.com. Get your free book today with over 30 years of business, rated 5 stars, with more than 14,000 reviews. NCH, Nevada Corporate Headquarters, has helped tens of thousands of Americans start a business, no matter where you live. Start a Nevada LLC and protect your assets and keep you safe from the prying eyes of government. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book, NevadaWar.com. All right, my guest is here, Sally Pipes, national healthcare expert, president and CEO of Pacific Research Institute, author of False Premise, False Promise, The Disastrous Reality of Medicare for All. Sally Pipes, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you? Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you. By the way, I know we're here to talk a little bit about, like, your book as an example, The Disastrous Reality of Medicare for All, and some other things, too. But I wanted to quickly, because you're a health expert, something's been on my mind for a while. I was trying to think of, you know, how disastrous Obamacare itself has been. And I wanted to tell you, when Obama was first elected, Sally, he said how terrible health care was in America. I had this great health care policy, and I had a deductible of like $500, and it cost me, I think, $500 a month. And every time something went wrong with my family, and I had a family of six, it paid for almost everything, and a little $500 deductible, and that was it. And then Obama tells you how terrible things are, and we get Obamacare, and immediately they raised me from $500 a month to $2,000 a month and raised my deductible from, it was either 500 or 1,000. They raised it to 10,000. And so, you know, and then as recently as 2 years ago, I rushed a friend of mine to the hospital, and he was in the hospital for 22 hours at Summerlin Hospital here in Las Vegas. Less than a day, 22 hours, but they did keep him overnight. They did a bunch of tests. They found nothing wrong. They gave him a clean bill of health. And then 2 weeks later, he got a bill, $115,000 for 22 hours in the hospital and no treatment, just some tests. You tell me how bad Obamacare really is.
Well, it's absolutely a disaster. And remember, the two goals of Obama in 2009, before Obamacare came into being on March 23rd, 2010, so we're coming up on the 13th anniversary. But in 2009, he said the whole goal of Obamacare will be to solve two issues. One, to completely eliminate all uninsured in this country. And the second was to bring the cost of health care down. Neither one of those goals has been achieved. And, you know, they say now 16 million people have signed up on the exchanges because they're giving subsidies to people now earning over 600% of the federal poverty level. Families earning $200,000 are getting subsidies. And I'm going to be really interested to see, you know, if those people who've signed up, when they have the plan, can they get the doctors that they had when they had private insurance? Because 75% of these people who've signed on to the exchanges, Wayne, were previously covered with private insurance. And I bet they're going to find their doctors won't take them because of lower reimbursement rates and the whole issue of in-network, out-of-network issues. So I bet people are going to be very disappointed. But when you think we have 330 million people, we upset the whole healthcare system for, you know, basically it's been 9 to 10 million this year because of giving higher subsidies into more people under the American Rescue Plan until the end of December 2025. And, of course, as you know, no government program that is supposed to terminate, say, on December 31st, 2025, ever sunsets when it's supposed to.
Well, no government program ever works, and that's why Obamacare is such a disaster. Can you believe that story? That's a real story. I saw the bill. He was in the hospital for 22 hours, and he got a $115,000 bill. So I guess I have to ask, because my friend is over the age of 65, so he had Medicare. So Medicare paid the $115,000 bill. What if he didn't have Medicare? What if average middle-class people go to a hospital emergency room, and they check you in for one night, and you're there for a little less than a day, and you get a $115,000 bill? What are those people doing, Sally? Is this bankrupting every middle-class person who goes near a hospital? I guess so.
Well, the real issue is that if you don't have coverage in the U.S., even if you're an illegal immigrant, an emergency room has to take you, and that's called uncompensated care. So if your friend didn't have any insurance, but you took him there, he would be covered. That bill would be paid by the hospital, which would mean it would be paid by the people of Nevada, because people pay taxes for this uncompensated care, which is very, very expensive.
Well, it would only be paid by the state of Nevada if you could prove that you couldn't pay it at all. But I have a bunch of friends who've been to the hospital in recent years. I didn't ask their bills, but every one of them said it was a giant bill, and they went to the hospital and said, I can't pay the whole bill. And the hospital said, well, pay something. How about if you pay us $100 a month? And like for 4 years now, one of my buddies has been paying $100 a month at a hospital to pay off a multi-tens of thousand-dollar bill. So, I mean, they do make you pay something, and it is hanging over your head. I guess it's on your credit report, so you might have to go bankrupt. I mean, it's just... To me, it sounds like Obamacare has destroyed the healthcare system, not helped it.
Right. And, of course, you know, you have to remember that Obama, his idea was Obamacare was a stepping stone approach to single payer. I mean, his real goal, and he had said this in speeches when he was in the Senate and in the Illinois legislature, his whole goal was to bring about single payer, Medicare for all. He wanted the government to totally run the healthcare system. And even Michelle, his wife, who worked at the University of Chicago in the health in their health unit, she was the one that said, you know, people shouldn't be able to turn up at the emergency room at University of Chicago with a sore toenail or whatever. They should be going to community hospitals. The University of Chicago hospitals for people with strokes and heart attacks. But so many people turn up at emergency rooms for small things because maybe they don't have coverage or they're illegal, but they can get health care through that, the uncompensated care in the system. And it's a disaster. But Obama wants single payer. Bernie Sanders, Senator Sanders, is now the chair of the Senate Health Committee, Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee. His goal in life is, before he comes to his goes to his reward, is to bring about single payer. He knows he can't do it with the Republicans now controlling the House, but it's still his goal, and his other goal, of course, is to bring about universal health care, which is also a stepping stone to the government completely taking over our health care system. And if you look at a program like Medicare, I mean, so many people on Medicare that have just turned 65, they're retired, they can't find a doctor because the reimbursement rates are so low. And people that are on Medicare find that in many cases their doctors say, well, I won't be able to get you this test. You really need this, but your coverage, the Medicare doesn't cover it, and I don't get reimbursed, so it's too bad. So, you know, we know, and also under Medicaid, the program for low-income Americans, the reimbursement rates are even lower. And so a lot of these people who are now on Medicaid around the country because of Obamacare and the states being able to get money from the federal government, IES, they're now finding they can't find doctors either, and the waiting times are incredibly long, just like they are in Canada, where the government is the only provider of health care, and in the UK, where the National Health Service covers about 90% of Brits, and it's become a complete disaster with over 7 million waiting for care because they don't have enough money to have enough doctors in hospitals. So,
Sally, let me ask you something. What do you think about Christian healthcare sharing? Because when my healthcare went from $500 a month to $2,000 a month, and I would guess today it might be $3,000 a month if I'd stayed with it, I canceled. I think it was Aetna at the time, and I canceled them, and I bought Christian healthcare sharing, and I've used that now for many years, probably been like, I don't know, 6-7 years, and I did have one incident. I've never really been sick a day in my life, but I had a kidney stone, and they had to go in and get it, and they said the surgery was $20,000, and the way Christian healthcare works is you have to pay it and then they reimburse you. So I went to the hospital and I said, I need this surgery. How much is it? They said, I think they said $20,000 or $25,000. And I said, well, I have no insurance. And they said, no insurance. Okay, we'll give you the operation for $3,000. And I said, okay. And I gave my credit card. I paid the $3,000. Then I submitted the $3,000 bill to the Christian healthcare company They gave me back $2,500. The whole surgery only cost me $500. I think Christian healthcare sharing is amazing.
Oh, I do too. And I remember several years ago when it was starting out, I gave a donation to one of the groups that was doing it, because I think it is, we need many options for healthcare. And so, you know, I may want a short-term limited duration plan, which now, of course, which Trump approved, but are being banned in New York State, New Jersey, and California. They're great for young people. But, you know, association health plans, PPOs, HMOs, HSAs, all of these things. We need more options like we do in all aspects of our life. But the problem is governments at the state level and at the federal level, they want more and more for the government to be the only provider of health care, and it's leading to a disaster.
All right, we never got to the main point of your interview, which is what's happening in the state of Washington with their Democrat Governor Jay Inslee and the nation's first public health insurance option signed into law in 2019. So if you would, can you stay to this break and tell us about that on the other side?
Sure.
Yeah. All right, Sally Pipes will stay with us. We'll hear about the state of Washington, what a disaster their public health insurance has been. She is an expert who knows all about it. I can't wait to hear. Plus, I want to hear what reforms Congress could pass to make it better for all of us. Sally Pipes, president and CEO of Pacific Research Institute, and author of False Premise, False Promise, The Disastrous Reality of Medicare for All. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn, RootForAmerica.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Be right back.
Guys, are you getting up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? As we get older, so do our prostates, and that can mean urinary problems that affect our sleep and quality of life. Life is better outside the bathroom. Real Health's Prostate Complete can help you relieve those annoying and painful prostate symptoms. Available at Walmart or visit realhealth.com for more information and to order yours today. Try it risk-free with our 120-day money-back guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer, or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wayne Root of YouTube. Clay Clark has been having is going to have a big event in Las Vegas in August. And you go, Wayne, it's February. Why are you talking about August? It's a long way off. Well, it's going to be the biggest event he's ever given. Clay Clark and General Michael Flynn present the Reawaken America Tour live from Vegas for the first time ever. They've done events all over the United States. They have the biggest speakers in the conservative movement. They sell out every single event, sold out to the rafters, standing room only. And this time, they're selling 9,300 tickets. So it's going to be just under 10,000 people. I call it Woodstock for conservatives. And this event will be August 25th and 26th at Craig Ranch Regional Park in North Las Vegas. And the promo code to buy tickets, and you got to buy them right now or you're not going to get in. Promo code is WAR for Wayne Allyn Root. You get the best price for tickets and a chance to win backstage passes. Remember, I had three rallies in the last couple of years, and 5 to 10,000 of my fans showed up each and every time. 5 to 10,000 of you each time showed up just for Wayne Root. Well, thank you. It's wonderful. But this event has got Wayne Root both nights on center stage, but also Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, the great Alex Jones, General Michael Flynn, Charlie Kirk, Roger Stone, Peter McCullough, comedian Jim Brewer, and MyPillow chairman Mike Lindell, along with, I don't know, about 60 others. So it's going to be an incredible two nights. Get your tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. That's timetofreeamerica.com. And use the promo code WAR to get the best prices and a chance for backstage passes. We're back with Sally Pipes, national healthcare expert. She's the author of False Premise, False Promise, The Disastrous Reality of Medicare for All. Sally, I don't know if you saw the press release today by the Surgeon General, the chief medical officer of Florida. But he is now in my camp that the COVID vaccines are very dangerous and possibly deadly, and that we've all got to be warned about them, and it's very scary. And he cites the data and the studies, just as I cited them for 2 years. Where do you fall on the COVID vaccine?
Well, I mean, I think it's up to individuals. I mean, the vaccine, you know, fortunately, you know, the FDA was able to approve the COVID vaccine fairly quickly, long in a shorter time than most other things. They're Moderna and Pfizer, and got them on the market, and you know, they're available. But I do not believe government should be dictating to people that if you're not fully vaccinated and boosted, you can't have a job, you can't do this and that. It's up to individuals to use their own level of intelligence to decide whether they want to get the vaccine for themselves and for their families.
But, you know, as we've seen, the CDC and the FDA and Dr. Fauci have spent hours and hours and days telling people they have to get vaccinated and mandating it. And it's an emergency health issue. Fortunately, I'm pleased. I was hoping it would be like right away, but Biden has finally been pushed into ending the emergency health plan on May 11th. But it's really up to individuals to decide whether they want to be vaccinated or not.
You know, it's kind of interesting because I couldn't figure out why he's even allowing the national health crisis to expire. Well, guess what I found out today? He and the Biden administration informed the Supreme Court, Sally, that there's no point in debating Title 42, where he's going to open the borders and let the whole world in, because Title 42 was based on the National Health Crisis Declaration. And now that it's expiring, the Supreme Court doesn't even have to deal with it because he's just going to open up the borders and that's the end of it. And they dropped the case today. So to me, the whole reason he's ending the national crisis about COVID is so he can let the entire world across the border.
I know. And, you know, I'm an immigrant. I'm from Canada. As you know, I grew up under government health care. I'm an economist. The trouble that it was for me, you know, I'd been offered the job to get through all, to get an H-1B, to get it renewed and to finally become an American citizen. I mean, it was just, I should have come in on a log in through San Diego because it was incredibly expensive and it was incredibly difficult. And, you know, now, I mean, it just irritates me that people that aren't even educated or aren't prepared, you know, aren't qualified for our workforce, they're letting them in just, you know, one after another. And I'm proud of Governor DeSantis and Governor Abbott in Texas for, you know, like they're really stepping up and saying, you know, you're not going to stay here. Go to Delaware, go to New York, go to where these people say, oh, this is all a great idea. Well, let them go to their states and in their cities.
Yeah, well, all I could tell you is we got a disaster. I didn't know until literally hours ago that there's some sort of national list being compiled of all the unvaccinated. Every time you go to the doctor or even an urgent care clinic or you put information when you attend a ball game and they ask you if you're vaccinated or not, all of that is going into a national federal database of who's vaccinated and who's unvaccinated. You got to think this is not going to end pleasantly, Sally.
Oh, absolutely. No, I mean, it's another example of a government takeover of our lives. And you and I believe in personal responsibility and not the federal government running our health care, our education system, all of these things, which result in disasters.
Yeah, sad stuff, sad stuff. We don't have much time, Sally. We kind of ran out of time again. In just like 30 seconds, sum up the disaster of the state of Washington.
So the public option Cascade Care, Cascade Select is a disaster. The premiums are higher than they are for private insurance on the exchange. Very few doctors and hospitals are taking them. Inslee's having to mandate it. But let me tell you, Nevada has passed the public option law, and your state is going to introduce the public option on January 1st, 2026. So beware.
Beware is right. They're ruining every state they could possibly ruin. Sally Pipes, national health care expert, author of False Premise, False Promise, The Disastrous Reality of Medicare for All. If only they would listen to the Sally Pipes and the Wayne Allyn Roots of the world, wouldn't this be a great country? Sally, we got to run. Thank you for coming on the show.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Wayne Allyn Root coming up. Hour number two, as well as Lindell TV in a matter of moments. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.